Dan Smith is the owner and operator of Haunted Cincinnati Tours, as well as founder of Caught Paris Science. He's also a local history researcher, and he joins us tonight to talk about the book he's written called Ghost of Bobby Mackey's Music World. Thanks for coming in, Dan.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Let's go back to the history of the location of where Bobby Mackey's is over along the Licking River. Started in your book back in 1792, I think it was.
In the very beginning, the banks of the river were actually part of Virginia. And when it became part of Kentucky, it was settled and eventually laid out as Newport. But the very early beginnings of it, after it was parceled out, include the first site of the public gallows that were there in Newport going on into the 1800s. And so from the very beginning, it had kind of a seedy past.
All of that kind of seedy past, there were violent actions which may have left an imprint on the land?
Absolutely. I was shocked going through just the history to see that just about every incarnation of the building or whatever was there included, you know, death and dark matters. So yeah, I mean, all the way through a roadside saloon, even accidental deaths happened. Of course, into the Primrose Country Club days, it became a little bit more, you know, illegal gambling and illegal intoxicants, and there was a fist fight that ended in a death in the bathroom. And then you get into the more famous and more well-known history when the mafia controlled the site as the Latin Quarter. And of course, we don't really fully understand everything that happened. The mob doesn't really keep records of who they killed.
Pearl Bryan was also mentioned in the book.
The Pearl Bryan murder has come into question with regard to Bobby Mackey's for many years. One theory, since her head was never conclusively found, one theory is that her head may have been thrown in this old tunnel that was used as a slaughterhouse there. But through deed record searches and history tells us that the slaughterhouse was actually south of the site there. And the hole actually belonged, it's one of three in the basement that belonged to the distillery called the Old 76 Distillery, which they used to pump water from the Licking River up into the distilling process. So it's a much more monotonous truth behind that.
And the three tunnels are still there?
They are, in the basement.
I understand there are also tours, weekdays, two-hour tours, and on Friday and Saturdays there are 30-minute tours. Have you been on these tours, and what are they like?
I've done, yeah, the club hosts their own tours there. They'll take you through the basement, tell you the history, and kind of show you room by room what the mob used it for. The history behind it is just frightening in itself. It's, like I said, a lot of dark deeds were done there for so many years that it has, if nothing else, just left that negative energy behind.
And Bobby Mackey opened it up again in 1978.
Correct.
And Carl Lawson, who was caretaker, he had a pivotal role in a lot of the happenings that were going on that have been documented.
Carl worked there previously when it was the Hard Rock. It was a biker bar, and he had seen ghosts and reporting weird stuff then. When Bobby came along, he said to Bobby, "I know about this place. I can help you take care of it." And he started coming around more and more, and he started telling Bobby stories of ghosts. And of course, Bobby told him, "You can't be telling ghost stories. I have every penny sunk into this place, and it can't fail." So he kept his mouth shut for quite a number of years, but eventually it escalated and Carl fell under a demonic possession at the club there, a quite famous one that required an exorcism as well.
And the club has been blessed by priests?
Blessed, cleansed, exorcised, whatever word you use, it's been done numerous times. Clergy tells me as long as the people are there, you know, drinking and having a good time and taunting or provoking these spirits, it's going to kind of perpetuate that.
And you mentioned in the book that there are things that they shouldn't do when they go.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, some of these television shows, they glamorize the provoking and taunting of spirits. And for the most part, spirits were human at one time. And it's just like talking trash to a human. They're either going to walk away angry or they're going to punch you in the face. And that's what happens there. But with this is a rare case where there is a demonic haunting happening. And people don't understand the demonic entities will provoke back. And it's not something you want in your life. It can cause long streaks of bad luck and mysterious illness and all sorts of stuff that people don't really want in their life just to get one experience.
Bobby Mackey's Music World has had national attention with national researchers, paranormal researchers coming in there.
Yeah. I tell people that these are the most highly intelligent spirits that I've ever met. The ghosts at Bobby Mackey's know exactly what you're there for. They know how all of the instruments work, all the gee whiz gadgets. They know how to do that. And at the same time, they know how to trick you as well. We've come in contact with mimicking voices of family members and those who are dead. We know they're not there, but it's become so famous and so regularly visited by paranormal investigators that the ghosts, I believe, are probably the most well-educated ghosts in the entire world.
What about personal experiences there?
What I've seen there and gone through from there, I'll tell you this. I went through a time in my life where bad things happened to me and I wasn't sure if they were connected to the club or not, but I've had experiences there. Moving objects, people being touched. I've been touched, scratched. Sometimes these things come home with you. I've experienced opening doors, walking on the floor, sitting on the bed. It can get extreme.
Book signings. You have 3 signings coming up this month.
Yeah, I have several book signings coming up this month. Saturday, October 19th at Bobby Mackey's at the club there. I'll be doing a signing from 7 until 8 p.m. Then the Booksellers on Fountain Square downtown on Friday, October 25th. I'll be out there 1 to 3. And Saturday, October 26th, I'll be at Joseph Beth Booksellers in Crestview Hills, Kentucky at 2 p.m.
And you're very busy, I would imagine, in October with the Haunted Cincinnati tour since it's Halloween season.
Yeah, I do the ghost tour business. The peak season these days is pretty much from July until the end of November when we stop. It's every year I think it's going to top out and kind of go away, and it just keeps growing more and more interest every year. So it's definitely a busy time.
Do you have tours of Music Hall again?
We do a ghost tour. We visit several different locations during the ghost tour, and Bobby Mackey's and Music Hall are a couple of them. We go to Taft Museum up into Eden Park on the scene of a murder, an old school called Windsor Elementary. So we cover several locations on the ghost tour.
And the Eden Park, is that George Remus?
It is.
Because he's also mentioned in your book.
It is. Remus was mentioned in my earlier book, Ghost of Cincinnati, for killing his wife, the bootlegger who murdered his wife in Eden Park. Her ghost is seen there. Ironically, Remus came in as a partner during the Latin Quarter days when the mafia controlled the site. He came in and was named vice president when they purchased the club. So he had a hand in the dabblings going on there for a time as well.
Well, it's a great book.
Thank you.
Well researched, I might add.
It took a lot of time.
The name of the book is Ghosts of Bobby Mackey's Music World by Dan Smith, who's been our guest tonight. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
You can find a link to the book at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.